From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting mixed signals are being sent about the push toward an Iranian nuclear agreement. Iranian negotiators in Vienna are sending mixed signals about the pace of talks with Western powers on the country's nuclear program. British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond said negotiators had not yet reached any landmark agreements. He said the effort of all parties to reach success is genuine. Rather, that was said by German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier. He said the open question is whether the will and courage will be sufficient among all at the end. Earlier Thursday, Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif stood on the balcony of the ornate Palais Colberg negotiating site. Smiling broadly, he waved to reporters asked about the talks. He said, "I have to be hopeful." On Wednesday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said negotiators were working very, very hard and had encountered some very difficult issues. In Tehran, the International Atomic Energy Agency chief, Yukiya Amano, held talks with officials including the Secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council, Ali Shamkhani. Eight people are in custody in Tunisia suspected of having direct links to a deadly beach attack that killed 38 people, but four other possible suspects have been released, according to a government minister. The British Foreign Office, meanwhile, raised the death toll of British tourists killed in Friday's attack from 27 to 30. Other European tourists were among the dead. The attack was Tunisia's deadliest ever and threatens to be a devastating blow to its tourist sector. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack. This is VOA News.